LearnForLifeMedia.com presents the Outrageously Happy Marriage Podcast with Joel and Kathy Davison. This week, how to finally overcome baggage in your marriage to become the outrageously happy couple that God wants you to be. Visit Joel and Kathy on the web at SaveOurChristianMarriage.com and claim your free Outrageously Happy Marriage DVD.
Kathy and I came into our marriage with a lot of baggage. In one of our sessions, we're going to talk about baggage. The DVD set back there, we landed on baggage. The church we were at must have had a lot of needs because we just landed on this baggage issue. And we'll cover it a lot quicker in this session, in this seminar. But when you go into a marriage, you bring baggage with you. And we have been told in the church that baggage matters. That the reason people have marriage troubles is because of the baggage they bring into their marriage from before. And we're here to tell you, baggage doesn't matter at all. If a man lays his life down for his wife and meets her needs, she gets healed of her baggage, and he gets healed of his because he matures and grows. And the baggage just drops away. My dad divorced my mom when I was 10 years old. He was a pastor. I was the kid that got baptized when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I sang the solos in church and was in church all the time. And he ended up marrying the woman that was always on the front row. She was the best praiser in the church and had the biggest glow on her face all the time. And I remember, I was there, and I'd watch her, and I'd say, oh, look how beautiful that woman looks, and she's just worshiping the Lord, and yeah, she looks so beautiful, my dad married her. And so I'm a preacher's kid, and I started smoking pot when I'm 10 years old. As soon as they got divorced, my older brother, because there already had been problems in the marriage, he had gotten started smoking pot already, so I started. So I'm 10 years old smoking pot, 13 years old, doing speed and downers, 15 years old doing LSD. I supplied marijuana to my junior high school and in my high school. You know, I was a total disaster. I had all kinds of issues that I carried. Got set up a couple times as a kid. I brought all this stuff into my marriage, not having any clue, but you know what? It didn't matter because I still had to grow up. It doesn't matter what any man's baggage is. Our job is the same, and that is to figure out how to meet our wife's needs, lay our life down for her. And when we do that, we grow. Kathy had her childhood baggage.
I grew up in a home where we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday nights, and Wednesday nights faithfully. We did not miss. But age 5, I had started to be molested. I had been molested in a park at a very young age, and I had to go before the court system and identify through, you know, the little books and all that kind of stuff. And then I had gone through a lot of abuse from kindergarten. My first day of kindergarten was just a nightmare. The little boy says, here, why don't we play hide and go seek? You go hide in this box. So I, like an idiot, went and hid in this box. He shut the lid and locked it and walked off and went and played, you know, and I'm stuck in this box. That's my first day of kindergarten. And I went home that day, decided I wasn't going back to school. I'm in kindergarten. I'm never going back to school ever again, you know. I spent the next 12 years being picked on because I was ugly, I had crooked teeth, I really didn't have a lot going for me. And so I had a really, really a lot of baggage being carried over from my childhood years. If anybody's gone through any sexual abuse at all, you know that that's some serious baggage. And if you've been molested or raped and all, that's some serious baggage being brought in. So when we got married, we had gone through counseling, and he said, listen, this is all because of you. We want to put you in the mental hospital. This is, you know, your whole baggage issue is the whole reason your marriage is falling apart. What he didn't realize is that he was pushing all the buttons, and he was doing everything that he could do. Intentionally he was sitting there trying to drive me crazy, but he certainly did, you know, shoving me over the edge real good, you know. But, you know, we can sit back and say our whole baggage is the whole problem. But I'm here to testify and tell you now that as Christ loved the church and brings healing to the body of Christ, a husband can love his wife and bring healing to his wife. I stand here whole. I stand here pure before God, knowing that everything is cool. I have forgiven the perpetrators. I have no ought against every one of them. I see them. They get hugs and kisses from me. I am totally cool with it all. And it's all because of what God has done in our marriage and has caused him to love me unconditionally and brought the healing. Amen?
Think about incest. Incest is the ultimate taking away control from a young lady. It's the ultimate stealing of her power over her life. So then Kathy gets married, and I tell her, be quiet when she's trying to express something to me. What am I doing? I'm taking away her power over her life. Right? And so she explodes because all of her life she has been a victim of having her power stolen from her. Her right to be in control of herself has been stolen from her. So I'm this little kid in an adult body. She's needing to express her heart, and I say, no, I can't handle hearing that. It's too heavy for me. Why? Because I'm so immature. It's too heavy for me. I can't handle that. Talk to God. Talk to your girlfriends. Just be quiet. And boom, Kathy is exploding. Why? Because I'm touching the violation that she lived with for all those years when she had her control taken away from her. She never would have exploded, and she would have been totally healed if I had simply been mature enough to listen to her heart, let her talk to me, meet her needs. I never would have even known that she had the potential of exploding and blowing up and throwing something at me. But it's because of my immaturity and unwillingness to meet her needs is what caused her to explode instead of getting healed. See, the purpose that we get married as adults is to bring healing, and husbands will bring healing to their wives, and then after he does that, he becomes healed because he's doing that, and also because she ministers to him.
Joel and Kathy Davison's Outrageously Happy Marriage podcast is produced by LearnForLifeMedia.com, providing an enriching learning experience for every stage of your life. Don't forget to visit Joel and Kathy on the web and claim your free Outrageously Happy Marriage DVD at SaveOurChristianMarriage.com.